It's day 14 at the Summer Olympics in London, but no matter what happens today, it will be just about impossible to top what happened yesterday.
Blake's trying to peg his good friend back, but Bolt is simply superb out in front at his breathtaking, incomparable best. Usain Bolt does the double-double. He wins in London.
Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt made history when he blew away the field in the men's 200-meter final by beating his rival Johan Blake, just as he did in the 100-meter last Sunday. American Ashton Eaton won the decathlon, and Kenya's David Rudisha broke his own world record in the 800-meter when he completed the two-lap race in 1 minute 40.1 seconds. In the swimming pool, the U.S. women won water polo gold by beating Spain in the final match, and the U.S. women's soccer team edged out Japan 2-1 to win the gold medal, avenging their loss to Japan last year in the World Cup.
Alex Morgan ahead of Carly Lloyd, who elects to go to her right-hand side. Lloyd, still Lloyd! What a goal by Carly Lloyd! Her second of the match, her fourth of the tournament, the match winner for the United States in 2008, and she is having some final at Wembley Stadium.
Now, as the Olympics heads into its final weekend, let's catch up on more of the games with Phil Hirsch of the Chicago Tribune and Tim Layden of Sports Illustrated. And let's start with Usain Bolt. He's the first man who's ever won the 100 and 200-meter races in two straight Olympics. And after yesterday's race, he said, "I am a living legend." Tim, do you agree with Bolt's assessment of himself?
I would never disagree with Usain Bolt's assessment of himself. The statistics back up what he's done. No other man has done this. No other man has run as fast as he has. And certainly no other Olympic track and field athlete has ever captivated a wide audience with his type of brilliance and personality. So, sure, I'll go along with that.
And Phil, what about you? Is Bolt the living legend he says he is? Or as some people say, should we be focusing more on Ashton Eaton, who won the decathlon yesterday?
Unfortunately, the decathlon, because it's a two-day event, and we have an attention span of about the length of Usain Bolt's races, the decathlon tends to get lost in other things. Usain Bolt is unquestionably a living legend. I finally got a little tired of him telling me that for the 19th time last night when he said, now I'm a living legend, bask in my glory. I mean, we've all loved all of the antics, and he certainly brought a lot of attention to the sport. I just thought he got a little bit over the top last night.
So let's stay on the track for a bit and talk about David Rudisha, the Kenyan, in the 800-meter finals. Tim, you tweeted that you wondered whether all the people there in the stadium to watch Usain Bolt realized what they had seen when they watched Rudisha win that race. And Phil, you called it the greatest 800 meters ever run. Could the two of you put that into context for us?
Well, sure. I mean, statistically, it was the fastest 800 meters ever race ever run. David Rudisha broke his own world record. Five men ran under a minute 43 seconds. The entire field ran under a minute 44 seconds. It was very visually compelling and captivating to watch the way that Rudisha runs. He's an incredible athlete. The sticking point there is that it's a less accessible race to a wide audience, and track and field at the Olympics is a wide audience. I think what I've sort of concluded is that for the entire globe, Usain Bolt is a bigger deal than David Rudisha will ever be. For people that really have a passion for track and field, what Rudisha did last night may have even been more impressive than what Bolt has done throughout the entire games.
And Phil, are you comfortable saying who impresses you more, Bolt or Rudisha?
Well, I'd like to say it this way. I think Usain Bolt is without question the performer of the meet, and David Rudisha, unless something happens in the next 2 days, had the performance of the meet. It was just astonishing to watch it.
There are also finals on the track today in the women's 5,000 meters and the women's 1,500. There are also relay finals, the women's 4x100 and the men's 4x400. What are the two of you expecting in those races? And Tim, do you want to start us off?
I think for an American audience, the most fascinating thing is watching the relays are always fascinating. The women's 4x100 will try to, number one, successfully navigate the baton around the track without dropping it, without getting out of the designated relay passing zone, and see if they can possibly defeat the Jamaicans and bring the gold medal back to the United States for the first time since 1996. The men's 4x400-meter relay has been decimated by injuries and has had to be sort of stitched together with duct tape to try and get four guys out there. They still have a very good chance to win the gold medal. I think that, again, we talk wide audience of Americans watching on TV versus track nuts. I think those are the things that Americans will be looking forward to seeing.
And also, you know, Oscar Pistorius is going to be in running on that relay for South Africa. That'll add a little interest to it.
The athlete on prosthetics, exactly.
Right, and a guy on the U.S. relay managed to complete his leg after what he's turned out to be a crack or a break in the fibula in his left leg, which is, you know, pretty amazing when you consider that he could have easily dropped out and they would not have qualified had that happened.
Interested in your thoughts on Pistorius. You know, his relay team, of course, was knocked out in the heats, but now they're in the final. So what happened there, and what do you consider the significance of Pistorius appearing in the Olympics?
Obviously, on Pistorius, if you look at the way that the public responds to him, the way the crowd responds when he's in the stadium, the way that people respond to things that are written and broadcast about him or tweeted about him, it's clear that because he's the first double amputee to run in the Olympics, not the Paralympics, he's a very inspirational figure to people. There's an entire other subculture that's examined exactly what the effect of running on very high-tech prosthetics is to his ability to run that race, but that's an entirely other issue aside from his inspirational qualities.
And Phil, anything you want to add about Pistorius?
No, I think Tim summed it up perfectly. I mean, the fact that there was a fall in the rounds of the relay, and they basically said that wasn't the fault of the runner involved, and they put him back. They've been pretty good about putting people back, including the Algerian who went on to win the 1500 meters when he clearly violated the honest effort rule in the 800 meters. Why the Algerians who didn't scratch him from the 800 meters is a mystery, because they knew how close those races were. So I'm not surprised to see them put back in the race. I was a little bit, actually, we almost lost one of the more exciting moments. It looked like one of the Jamaicans and women in the first round had gotten outside of the passing zone, but they ruled it, and it was very close, and they ruled that they hadn't. So there should be a terrific showdown between the U.S. 4x1 and the Jamaican 4x1, particularly because the U.S. B team ran within 0.04 of a second of the Olympic record last night. And they're going to add Allison Felix and Carmelita Jeter to that team in the A team tonight. And if they get the stick around, it should be a fantastic race.
Phil and Tim, I know the two of you have been concentrating on track and field in recent days, but I do want to make note of the performances of one other athlete at the Games. I think you've probably heard of him.
And here comes Phil to the wall! And gets it done! Another strong finish by Phelps!
That's swimmer Michael Phelps, of course. He now has 22 Olympic medals. That's more than any other athlete in Olympic history. I'm wondering if you feel like he really can call himself the best Olympian ever, or is that just great barroom debate fodder? Tim, do you want to start us off on your thoughts on that?
The debate as to what semantics we apply to Phelps' place in Olympic history is a very hot one here, and I think almost irresolvable. I mean, certainly he is the most decorated Olympic all time, Olympian of all time. I just can't find myself entering into the debate as to whether he's the greatest, because there are so many others. And I think Phil may have stronger opinions on this.
Phil?
Well, I have entered in this debate, and my argument has been that it's too easy to win medals in swimming. So I still think that Carl Willis for the four straight long jump gold medals, for the other five gold medals, is a greater athlete.
Yeah, I would just say that I would never want to be in the position to denigrate anything that Phelps has done. I agree with Phil that there are just many more medals in swimming. And someone pointed out to me, it's almost as if you allowed Usain Bolt to run the 100 meters, the 125 meters, the 150 meters, and the 200 meters, that you would have a lot more medals then, too.
Tim and Phil, thank you very much. Phil Hirsch is covering the Olympics for the Chicago Tribune. We've also been speaking to Tim Layden of Sports Illustrated. Phil and Tim, thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
You can go to hereandnow.org to see slides of some of the Olympic highlights we mentioned, as well as producer Alex Ashlock's preview of the men's marathon on Sunday. You can also get an update on Here and Now's spandex-free, no-athletes-allowed office Olympics. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Robin Young returns on Monday. Have a great weekend, and please join us again here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.